The Honorable, this case English, guests, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to thank ICD for their invitation to speak at the 2013 Annual Brain Conference. Today, I would like to share with you my view about how the values of Buddhism can foster unity and world peace. Buddhism, along with the traditional Chinese culture, can help make world peace a reality. Buddhism is the treasure of the Eastern culture and is a very important part of Chinese culture. Like other religions, Buddhism provides spiritual security and care for all the living beings. I think reading, learning, understanding Buddhism is very important, especially in today's world, because Buddhism can help solve many of today's problems. It's fair to say that the faster development of the modern society creates a lot of the material wills on the one hand. But on the other hand, it causes many problems, such as competition for fame and money. But what is the goal of the development? The development should enhance welfare and happiness for all the mankind. However, it doesn't seem to solve the goal very well in today's world. Actually, Buddhism explains that all the social problems we face today are the problems of our minds. Wisdom from the Buddhism can be used to solve this and other problems and free us from the worries so that we can walk out of our mind's prison. I believe that the traditional Chinese culture and Buddhism both have a lot of wisdom, ideas such as the unity of the heaven and the mankind, the way we live should follow nature, and the compassion help us understanding the importance of the morality. If understood and followed, these ideas help promote social harmony, unity, and world peace. There are a number of the charities already working towards this goal. The Unity of Faith Foundation is one of them. Buddhism believes that different religions share common values. They all teach us to do good things and be a good person. No matter which religion one follows, it helps us heal the wounds in our minds so that we can have a healthy state of mind. Moreover, the traditional Chinese culture promotes the qualities of the being, human, being the loyal to your friends, being the polite, have wisdom, and being trustworthy. It teaches us to help others and have a faith in each other. It also teaches us to help others with the compassion. Nowadays, our minds have been polluted by the environmental, social, and physical problems. Therefore, all the kinds of the mental illness arise, such as the phobia, autism, depression, and other mental disorders. Many doctors have shown that an unhealthy state of mind is the key reason for the physical illness. About 400 million people in the world suffer from the same type of the mental problems. This shows that there is a greater need to help religious ideas to solve the problems connected to our minds. So how can Buddhism help? There are two ways to practice Buddhism. One is to train our minds. The other is to correct our behavior. Training our minds is about the nurturing our internal world. It's about making our minds pure to understand other people and change our personality for the better. Correcting our behavior is about correcting our bad habits in the daily life. Also, Buddhism promotes compassion, equality, and acceptance. It teaches us be kind, reasonable, honest, and sacrifice ourselves for the sake of the others so that we can live with the other in peace. Buddhism teaches us that we should not be greedy or hate other people. Instead, be balanced in our outlook. Also, we should not be deluded by superficial things. And it teaches us to do no evil and do all the good we can. What does the meaning? It means that the more often we do good things, the kinder we become. And the fewer negative thoughts we have, therefore, we can transform our minds for the better and reduce our mental problems. The law of the causes and effect is a very important concept in the Buddhism. For example, we see the wars, earthquakes, and the bushfires happening every day. From the Buddhism, the Buddhist, the point of view, this because we generated bad conditionals in the past. Now we have to undergo the retribution. Buddhism promotes peace and rationality. It teaches us that hatred cannot solve the conflicts, but loving kindness can. In addition, the traditional Chinese culture teaches us to make our minds pure and reduce our desires. Do not ask too much of others. Without much desire, we will not suffer much disappointment. So we will not have conflicts with others. In Buddhism, we talk about the controlling our desire. We need to know that. Everything in this world is not permanent. What we have today can disappear tomorrow. What we have today, therefore, if we have fewer desires in this world, we will have little worries or pressures. Then we become healthy and free from these mental disorders. Let me give you, for example, of how to apply this concept in the daily life. If your friend is very worried at the moment, by using the Buddhist concept, you could ask him something like this. Where will you be 50 years from now? Are you going to be concerned about these things 50 years on? So by using this kind of method, we can transport our way of thinking very quickly. We can see through the nature of things right away. If you know that, you will not be concerned about these things in the future. Then why are you worried about them today? Therefore, those who have little worries are able to see things more clearly. There, they understand that we didn't bring anything with us when we came to this world, and we will not take anything with us when we leave this world. Because of this, this will not suffer from the depression. In fact, not fighting with others is building up good relationship with them. Helping people is sowing seeds of the goodness and remove depression. Buddhism teaches us the connector of the non-self. This means that we should always be thinking about the well-being of our other people instead of the interests of ourselves. If we all can do this, then there will be no more fighting among people or family members. We can even stop war between the countries if we work on ourselves in our daily family life. Therefore, the principles and the practice of Buddhism help uncover wisdom in our minds. It improves the well-being of our body and mind. It helps us living peacefully with other people and also with the nature, and this also apply to the religion among and between different countries. By way of today's meeting, I deeply hope that with my humble attempts, the nearly 10 million followers of my Buddhist practice can better understand the essence of the Buddhism and realize the peaceful state of mind, so that we can be closer to the dream of the peace of world. Once again, I would like to thank ICD and the Unity of Faith Foundation for your support. Because I've come from Australia, so I would also like to take this chance to thank the multicultural policy of Australia. Thank you very much.